The Wall Street Journal recently did an article to say that basically AOC was strongly considering running for president of the United States of America in 2028. I wish I had my clapping sound because I think that that would be awesome. That would be one of the greatest things that happened to us in order to maintain the White House supremacy. So it's basically saying Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez rise to prominence, worrisome Democrats who say the base is taking the wrong lessons from the 2024 election. So basically, they are dedicated to trying to push this onto you guys. They really want somebody. They want a woman, specifically of color, to become president of the United States of America. It says AOC was standing in front of thousands of angry Democrats, urging them to get behind the candidates willing to brawl, even if it means unseating members of their own party. She said, "We need a Democratic Party that fights harder for us," the 35-year-old New Yorker said to the applause at a recent rally in the battleground of Arizona at another event on her Western tour with Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, they were both taking private jets. The crowd periodically chanted, "Primary Chuck, Primary Chuck." That is so weak. Goes on to say, encouraging her to challenge Senator Chuck Schumer from New York. AOC hasn't made a decision on her future, but isn't ruling anything out, including the primary of the Senate majority leader or even president, even a presidential bid, according to a person familiar with her thinking. After bruising losses in November, Democrats have struggled to consolidate power around a strategy to take on Trump, even as voters across the ideological spectrum beg them to do more. She has emerged as one of the party's leading voices, but some Democrats worry she'll turn off the centrist voters they need to win competitive races. And so it goes on to say that she raised nearly $10 million in first quarter 2025, which is one of the reasons that they went on tour. Here's her and Bernie Sanders acting like they really do love and care for each other. And they are on tour, on the oligarchy tour. And they're advocating for higher taxes on people that make over a certain amount of money. And so you can see all of the people in the crowd. Some people have on a rainbow shirt. Other me people on the left-hand side. He has on a bandana. Looks like he just got out of a workout with Richard Simmons. And we see all of these pale hands inside of the tour. I don't see one black face in the crowd. Not one. I see people of color, but I don't see one black face in the crowd. Congratulations, black people. You have finally done something that I agree with. Anyways, so I'm going to go ahead and share with you guys something that I seen that I think that will probably better summarize what's going on, but it also started off with Kamala Harris evaluating whether or not she would run for president of the United States of America and who would be a better candidate if she decided not to, that can actually start to really capture the hearts of Americans and fits the narrative as a woman that would be on a presidential ticket and whether or not she would actually survive. So let me go ahead and share this with you guys and let me know what you think. What an annoying laugh.
Yeah, I bet. That's former Vice President Kamala Harris teasing her potential political future during her first major speech since leaving office. Now, sources say Harris is currently considering three options going forward. She could decide on a gubernatorial bid in her home state of California, a third run for the presidency, or to not seek elected office at all. A former senior Harris campaign official tells CBS News, quote, 75 million Americans voted for her. She's well positioned. As Democrats work toward finding their new messaging and identity.
Actually, 75 million Americans voted against Trump. They weren't voting for Kamala Harris. They were voting against Trump.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been leading packed rallies around the U.S. with Senator Bernie Sanders. Her rising profile has some wondering if she might be the party's best bet to counter President Trump. Joel Payne is the man to talk to about all of this. He's a Democratic strategist and a CBS News political contributor joining us from our D.C. bureau. Good morning to you, Joel. Let's start with AOC. She may try to lead a House Dems on the Oversight Committee. You've got some high-profile retirements brewing as well. What do you think her political future is?
Errol, good to be with you. You know, she obviously was a candidate initially for that oversight ranking member spot for Democrats, and that initially went to Jerry Connolly, who recently decided to step back to focus on his health. I actually think that job might actually maybe be a little bit too small for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez right now. I'm sure she's considering it. She said publicly that she's weighing it, but it wouldn't surprise me if, given her expanding national profile, if she felt like she wanted to take that time to focus it on continuing to build a national brand, tell a national story, and build a broader coalition of support.
I mean, she really has.
Do you guys hear what they're basically saying?
Since appearing on
a lot of what these people are doing, when you see these people, the reason why Jasmine Crockett is so upset is because she didn't get picked to go on a tour with Bernie Sanders. AOC got picked to go on a tour with Bernie Sanders. And so what she's basically implying is that they don't want a strong Black woman to eventually get to the point to where they could be considered president of the United States of America, because no matter what, no matter how much that Jasmine Crockett rails against Trump, they do not see her as presidential. They look at her eyelashes. They look at her hair hat. They look at her clothes. They look at the way that she talks. And she does not resonate with Americans. She may resonate with sassy people over in Dallas, but she does not resonate with the general public. And so Trump has no issue with her. And he has no reason to pay attention to her, because she's like a fly on the wall, and she's never going to be a presidential candidate. She is not a person that they would even consider. You are not presidential. But they look at AOC and they say, ooh, okay. You're a little bit too left. You're advocating for immigrants. Your district is in shambles. But if we clean up your image a little bit, we put you on tour with Bernie Sanders, then maybe let's do an A-B test. Let's see how much we can continue to boost your profile. Go live on X, formerly known as Twitter. Go live on TikTok. Talk to the people and build brand equity. Democrats are more concerned with building brand equity than they are about doing their job and serving the people. I am telling you that Democrats only care about their brand. They are just like social media IG models. They are just like social media IG models. That is what Democrats are. They are fighting. They have no power. They're not actually helping to pass no bills. They're not working on the behalf of the people that send a district. They care about building a brand. And this is what this tour is about. It's about raising money so they can continue to keep their seat. And it's about making sure that they build a brand so that the people will continue to vote for them. And then ultimately, hopefully, they can be considered amongst their own party to run up a bag and become the face of the party itself. They do not care. They do not want to win. They don't care about being successful. They don't care about you. They're not actually working on your behalf. They care about raising money and building their brand equity so that they can keep their options open on what they can possibly do in the future. They are not tripping off of the people. They're not actually trying to help y'all. They're not even trying to work with Republicans.
On the national stage, really. And she was asked earlier this week about the articles of impeachment filed against President Trump by a Michigan congressman. Let's just share with our viewers what she had to say.
It should absolutely be on the table. It should be on the table for every president. Every president should know that if you break the law, you could be prone to removal.
So she says it should be on the table, but she didn't comment on whether or not she supported this specific move. Why do you think that might be?
I think she made the point there that a lot of Democrats feel you cannot take accountability off the table for any president and any elected official, for that matter. I don't think she's focused on that. And I don't think writ large, by the way, Democrats are focused on it. The Democratic leadership's not focused on it. Honestly, just as someone who works in the grassroots of the Democratic Party, I don't think the grassroots base of the party is focused on that. They are focused on continuing to build broad opposition to Donald Trump and to build grassroots energy behind a broader Democratic agenda that can actually defeat Trump and Trumpism at the ballot box in 2026 and 2028. Hmm. And I think she did a good job of communicating that there.
Now, she raised nearly $10 million, which is just a huge amount in the first 3 months of this year. And she's polling favorably among Democrats and even released this campaign style video as well. Let's show that.
All of us together, seeing our common cause, this is what this country is all about. Don't let them trick us into thinking we are enemies. Don't let them trick us into thinking we can be separated into rural and urban, black and white and Latino. We are one.
Might she be the standard bearer in 2028, especially with the rumblings of another attempt by VP Harris?
Errol, if you close your eyes and squint, who did that sound like? That sounded like Barack Obama sometime around 2006 and 7 and 8.
Democrats are searching for their Barack so fervently. They want their Barack. I want Barack. I want Barack. Michelle. I'm Obama and I approve this message. Michelle. They're looking for their Barack. They want a Barack so bad. If you close your eyes and you squint a little bit and you take your glasses off and you wipe your eyes, you can kind of hear Barack. No, you don't. No, you don't. Respectfully, respectfully. Barack was a rock star of his time, meaning that he came at the perfect time and the perfect place, and he was well-spoken, he could articulate himself, and he was actually a good debater. He was actually a decent debater. As much as I don't necessarily care for Barack Obama, he was a decent debater. None of these people, not AOC, not Kamala Harris, not Jasmine Crockett, not none of them. None of them is a Barack Obama. None of them. They're not even married. They can't even find a man. Imagine trying to run for president of the United States of America and you can't even find a man. You can't even fix your own household. You don't even have your own children. And you're trying to run for president of the United States of America. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. This is so silly. But I can't complain. I mean, you would almost think that I actually want this to happen. I want competent leadership, whether you're on the Democrat side or the Republican side. And to think that we can get a waiter, a former waitress, to try to become president of the United States of America, get the hell out of here, bro. It's so painful. It's so painful. I actually want competent leadership. And so I'm torn personally. And the reason that I'm torn is because on one hand, you can say, well, you want competent leadership, but on the other hand, you can say, but I don't want Democrats to win because their policies are so bad. So you want good, but then you're happy that they're so bad, but then they're so bad, they actually make the people that's in their district suffer. So it's like a catch-22, you know, it's a bad situation, but stop it, bro, stop. Obama may have been bad and what he left us as a legacy, but it doesn't mean that he was good when it came or that he was bad when it came to his marketing, his charisma, and his ability to communicate with the people and galvanize the American people. He's just so weak now that we don't. Barack is out there narrating National Geographic and trying to run up a check. He's not thinking about us. Y'all think that Barack actually care about us? Barack don't care about us. He ain't tripping off us. You think Barack care about the American people? You think that Barack cares about the American people? Barack trying to keep Michelle from embarrassing him too much. Michelle, what about Sasha Malay? You know, if I was in president, and can you imagine what it would be like if I had said some of the things that that guy that's in the president, that's in office right now doing? They would have had my neck. And Michelle, it's no way that I would have been able to come home at night after chasing down Osama bin Laden. No way would I have been able to even capturing Osama. And our names, they could make it seem like they're both the same name, Obama, Osama. You get it? Even after capturing Osama bin Laden, to come home to Michelle, I'd rather be out there in the field, you know? I'm telling you, bro, it's no way that they could ever replace an Obama. They keep trying to find a Obama. They're trying to find a needle in the haystack. And it's not going to work. It's not gonna work. Anyways, so how do y'all feel right now? How do y'all feel? I'm a man of many talents. I'm a man of many talents.